A sail?
Neither do I. Look out! Do you still see the sail?
No, Captain!
You're certain you saw something?
Aye, Captain!
Odd. He must be seeing things, a mirage.
Or else the ship didn't want to be seen. Mr. Reed, I want two men on guard at the gangway at all times. Mr. Reed, allow no one on board. Those off duty may have shore leave at your discretion.
Very good, Captain.
I've never seen a more beautiful port. Look, that building over there. Those ruins.
Those ruins, Mr. Dalton, were once the palace of Queen Cleopatra.
Half the people in the market are watching us.
Well, they've never seen a clipper ship before.
Now what, Captain?
Now we wait for our guide. He will take us to the Valley of the Kings.
How do we find him?
He'll find us.
Sir, maybe it's that man down there. See, in the dark purple robe.
Gaunt, isn't he? Look at his face. His skin looks like dried leather.
And that scowl. Welcome to Alexandria.
He's walking this way. Must be the guide.
What luck.
Mr. Cooper.
Sorry, sir.
He's walking up the gangplank. It's him.
I am Innie Harrit.
I am Captain Martin Hawk of the Yankee Spirit. This is Mr. Cooper, my first mate, Mr. Reed, my sailing master, and this is Mr. Dalton, my second mate.
I am to take you to the Valley of the Kings.
Yes.
You are ready now?
Yes. Yes, we're ready. Mr. Reed, any questions?
None.
Very well. I want the Spirit ready to sail the moment we get the cargo in the hold.
Shall be ready.
Innie Harrit, lead on.
I've never known it to be so hot. Miles and miles, nothing but burning sand.
Yeah, looks like an ocean. An ocean of sand.
Innie Harrit, do you live in Alexandria?
No.
I see. The prince who was buried in this tomb.
Prince Eurepus.
He was long thought to be a legend, from what I understand, that he never really existed.
He existed.
Well, we know that now. Where's my canteen? Ah, here. Would you like some water, Innie Harrit?
No.
Alistair, what do you make of him, Innie Harrit?
Well, I wouldn't be surprised if he was one of the artifacts Professor Curtis found when he first went into the tomb.
Captain Hawk?
Aye, sir. I am Martin Hawk. You must be Professor Curtis.
I am. I trust you had an uneventful journey.
Very much so.
We can only pray that it is the same for the return trip.
Yes.
Please, under my tent fly, let's get out of the sun. It is a remarkable discovery. So far we've found over 75 different chambers. I think there could be as many as 100. All along the corridor to the main entrance are passages from the Book of the Dead, in a remarkable state of preservation. The colors are still vivid and hardly any decay.
How old is the tomb?
19th dynasty, somewhere around 1190 B.C.,
What will we be bringing to the museum, Professor?
I have the items catalogued and ready to go. Funerary items, onyx statues, vases, chairs, and another item I will show you once we are inside.
How heavy are these items?
Oh, I don't think they'll be any heavier than the normal cargo you are used to carrying. For the most part, they are small.
Are we bringing the mummy of the prince back with us?
We haven't found the prince's burial chamber yet. Corridors offshoot from other corridors, like a maze, and it's black as pitch in there. There is, however, an item that has been discovered that I think you shall find quite interesting.
What?
I will show you when we enter the tomb. Only a handful of my workers know of it. I'm trying to keep it that way until it's safely aboard your ship.
Sounds intriguing.
Now, if you would care to join me, we can enter the tomb. The air is quite stale below. In fact, when we opened the tomb, we were breathing air from thousands of years past, and the fragrance of spices that were used in the burying of the dead were still lingering. Quite strong, actually, as if they'd been placed there only a week before. But here.
Just a square tunnel going into a sand dune. How did you ever find this place, Professor?